Max and Matt Spin Direct and Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. In the Republican caucus yesterday, Marjorie Taylor Greene was not the only subject of discussion. The other one was the push by the so-called Freedom Caucus to throw Liz Cheney out of leadership. She's number three. She's the same as Jim Clyburn over on the Republican side. They wanted to throw her out because she had voted to impeach Donald Trump. Liz Cheney is one of the stars of the Republican Party, and if it survives, it's going to be because of people like Liz Cheney, because of people like Mitt Romney. But in any event, do you think they gave her a standing ovation? You think they all got up? Yeah, Luke.
Can I just say that it's the weirdest thing ever that somebody voted just present on a secret ballot for that vote? Like, somebody voted just present, not yes or no to get rid of Liz Cheney from her leadership position. They were there. It was a secret ballot. No one was going to know what their vote was, and they just voted present. And that is just weird.
Well, it's not only weird. That's somebody who's seriously disturbed. If they don't know what to do, you know,
yeah,
they don't one way or the other.
It almost sounds like somebody from the Wisconsin GOP delegation, too, because that just seems like a fence that one of our GOP representatives in Wisconsin.
One of our weirdos. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Exactly. So I can't prove it, but I got a hunch that maybe that present vote resides in Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, you know, that way somebody could say, they come up to him afterwards, did you vote to get rid of Liz Cheney? No. Did you vote to keep her? No. You know, that kind of thing. And he works both. And that's typical. That's a good point. Anyway, what was the vote? You know, did they give her a standing ovation? They blistered her for 4 hours. And the vote was 141-61 to keep her. And that's because Kevin McCarthy got up and he thinks he's a sly dog. And he goes, well, we won't do anything with Marjorie Taylor Greene or Liz Cheney, so we appease each side. You do that, you don't appease either side. By keeping somebody who said that the speaker should be killed, the former president and presidential nominee should be killed, and lies about violence against students in Sandy Hook and Park, you're not going to appease anyone. So that's where it is. She's going to stay as number three, and they think that's quite sly. Well, it isn't quite sly. Today, there will be a vote in the House, on all of them, to yank Marjorie Taylor Greene from all her committees. It's going to pass party line. But here's the deal. They are going to object the other side and say, well, you're just trying to control our committee assignments. When we get into power, we're going to control yours. We're going to put your weakest, stupidest people on the biggest committee. Well, look, let's get away from this stuff, okay? That's not what's going on here. It's real simple. If anybody, Democrat or Republican, says, I want to assassinate the Speaker of the House, I don't care what party they are, out. They shouldn't even be in Congress. They should definitely not be on any committees. We're going to the lines and do it in order. The lines have lighted up. East Side Dave, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, East Side Dave?
Guten Morgen. I was just thinking that if it's that easy to get a standing ovation, I think I'll run out and get me one today.
Good luck. I lived on the corner of Brearley and Williamson I was in school over there. And if you walk down Willie Wash and you go, I want a standing ovation, you'll get a lot of middle fingers. So good luck to you. But what do you got to say, my friend?
Well, very quickly, one thing about, Ms. Cheney is, and I'm sure she would have been a lot better governor for our state. It's kind of a no-brainer. But other than that, I'm concerned about the issue of homelessness because I have been there. And when it comes down to all this wrangling over the minimum wage and what should we pay people that need money, I'm going to back off and just tell you I had some insurance money at one time several years ago, a pretty good payment. And I talked to a guy who mentioned to me that, I told him I was feeling pretty lonely. And, well, I know a woman who could fix you up real good for $200. And I didn't say anything what I was thinking. I was thinking this, if anything, if I'm going to shell out $200 to somebody, it's going to be one of these poor families that are living out of a van where it's mom, dad, and two kids. That's where my $200 is going.
No, you're right. And the thing is, Dave, you hit the nail on the head. And that's why what's so cheap and stupid about this is a lot of people hurting out there. And what they're going to do, you know, the homelessness issue is one of our most profound issues. It involves a number of things, not just food and shelter, but mental illness and caring for people. And that's an important issue. But getting money into the economy right now is an essential issue. And for them to nickel and dime and argue about who had what on their 2019 tax returns when they're out of work in 2020 is reprehensible. Dave, thanks for calling in. Wisco Paul, my friend. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good morning, Matt. As always, thank you for taking my call. By the way, the GOP don't represent anybody but wealthy people in Wisconsin, like the Foxconns of the world. How's that working out? I just want to say when Bon Jovi saying, "Here comes the sun," he just nailed it. I can't believe how great a president Biden is so far, and I think he's going to continue down that path. It's what democracy looks like. And he also makes the GOP look small and petty. Actually, they're sore losers if push came to shove. So, Matt, you were right. Joe's going to be a great president. So here comes the sun, excuse me. And with that, you have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Wisco Paul. No, thank you. Yeah, no, I totally agree. And let me tell you something. Some of the component parts that the Republicans are objecting to on this COVID relief package are really petty. One of them is increased unemployment comp. Well, come on. The Republicans opposed unemployment comp 90 years ago when it was proposed under Roosevelt. And after that, they opposed Social Security in 1935. They opposed it. They opposed it. And then they would go, well, elect us, we'll make it better. And Roosevelt would say stuff. Whenever they pull the stuff, he was great. He'd go, they oppose it, and now they want to make it better. Sure they do. Sure they do. You see what I mean? So unemployment comp, they don't want any unemployment comp. How about the minimum wage? The minimum wage right now isn't even $8 an hour. It's seven something an hour. And in 1968, adjusted for present dollars, it was over 10 an hour. So anybody in his right mind, the economy did great in 1968. So goose it to at least 10.50 right now. I don't care who you are, even if you oppose 15. Well, the point is you don't have a stagnant minimum wage. You don't have no raises. 68 to now is 53 years. In 53 years, you should get some kind of raise. I mean, some kind of raise. So to go from the equivalent of 10 something an hour to 15, let's do it. Walmart should not be permitted and the other big boxes to pay things like $8 an hour and then have seminars for their employees on how to get food stamps and Medicaid and how to get welfare basically to subsidize their payroll. They're making plenty of dough. I don't begrudge them that. God bless them. I think that it's a capitalist country as long as it's fair, as long as it's not crooked capitalism, as long as we have a safety net, as long as we have Social Security, Medicare, unemployment, comp, and that kind of thing, no discrimination and no securities fraud and enforcing that. That's what we want. But you don't get to offload your payroll onto the taxpayers. And then you know what they do? The Walmart people and the rest of them, they give money to Republicans to beat Democrats because they say they're for welfare. In other words, they're giving seminars to their employees on how to get onto food stamps and Medicaid. And then they give money to Republicans to beat Democrats who put into effect Medicaid and food stamps. This is hypocrisy. This is absolute madness. And that is what is going on. So Paul, good point. I mean, with Biden coming along, he's an old-time Dem, Paul. He goes back, he was elected to the Senate in 1972. In 1972, I was in the Navy, and I was at sea, and he was elected to the Senate. He's been around. He knows what's going on, and he's pro-labor, and he's pro-money in the economy for everybody, not just a few people. And they don't like him for that. Well, that's too bad. That's just plain out too bad. Very good president, and I think that was an excellent, excellent point. So today you're going to have the vote in the House on pulling Marjorie Taylor Greene off of all committees. It'll pass. But then, you know, the ominous grumbles from the other side are, well, wait till we get in. We're not going to give you any committee assignments, or if we give you some, we're going to take your most inept people and put them on the fanciest committee. No, they're not going to do that. If they tried something like that, at some point, even their own party rebels. This is a special case. I don't know how many times I have to repeat this. This woman came out and said that Nancy Pelosi's committed treason in her view. The penalty for treason, the ultimate penalty, is death, and she should die by having a bullet in her head. Now, I believe that Donald Trump has committed treason. I really do, with the commie Ruskies. I think he has sold us down the river. I do not advocate the ultimate penalty for him. I do not advocate it, and it would be wrong. And the fact of the matter is, you have due process, you have a trial, and then you get a jail sentence for treason. If a jury of his peers, beyond a reasonable doubt, thinks he committed treason. If I were on that jury, I would say he did. But that's a big difference from saying, let's kill the speaker. So I think that in the resolution, the speaker should get up and they should say, you know, I don't do this lightly. It's none of my business who this other party wants to put on committees normally, because I don't subscribe to their ideology, but if that's where they were elected, fine. But the one thing they're not going to do is spread violence. They are not going to threaten violence. That they're not going to do. And the truth is that Marjorie Taylor Greene should be criminally charged for threatening assassination of political leaders. She said she thought it was a good idea if Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton should be hanged. If you said that about George W. Bush and Donald Trump, you'd get a visit from the Secret Service, unless you were famous, unless you were a congressman, and maybe you could get away with it, and then you'd be something like Marjorie Taylor Greene. So that's what we have. I don't think it's that complicated. They will throw her off the committee. And if these other characters say, oh, well, we're going to throw your guys off the committee the day that we ever take over the House, which they will at some point, this cyclical, it goes. The Democrats held the House for 50 years, from 54, 40 years actually, to 94. Republicans finally got it. It goes back and forth. But the standard has to be a legal standard, and it's simply the assassination of the speaker. You advocate that, you don't get committees. I don't know what's so hard about that. I don't know what's so hard about that. So we're going to go on. Republicans, some more skullduggery. Guess who won the election and controls the Senate? The Democrats. Guess who was in charge of all the committees right up till yesterday? The Republicans, because they fooled around on the organizing resolution. It's a very arcane thing. And finally, I think what finally happened was Schumer went to him and said, we're going to get rid of the filibuster if you keep this up, because they were going to filibuster the right of the Democrats to run the committees. So yesterday, for the first time, we had chairmen of the committees who were Democrats, which we should have had a long time ago. And I'm going to tell you the consequence of that when we come back. There's a lot more. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.